And what a track that is. Gotta love that guitar solo. If charts were a real thing, those guys would be burning it up when the single is released across all major platforms from Monday. And don't forget, we've got an exclusive interview with the band coming up on Friday's Rock Show. You are listening to Hannah So Hot. Stick with us right here on KCUM Rock Radio. Catch us online or kick it old school at 69 on your FM dial. As we head towards the hour, it's time to catch up with all the traffic, weather, and sports news out there in the big bad city. First up, Jessica Weinberg is our eye in the sky. And Jessica, I hear there's some nasty traffic out there on the 102. Okay, Jess. So I think I'm going to fuck with you a little bit here. You know how I do sometimes. Don't mess up your syntax now, girl. Did you get that cute chopper guy flying with you again today? Chad, with the package? I'd give anything to spend my days up in the sky with a giant shaking vibrator set next to a guy with a huge bulge. But I don't know how my traffic reports would turn out. My seat would be a sticky puddle by the end of the day, I can tell you that. Shit, Jessica. I bet you can't even hear me over the helicopter noise. I could probably have an orgasm right here in your ear, and you wouldn't notice. Seeing as no one is listening, I might just rub myself. Can you hear that? I'm touching myself through my jeans. Hey, Jess? Jess? Cough if you can hear me. Nothing? Well, that's a real shame. That's one advantage I've got. I can slide this hand down into my panties, and no one can see the fun I'm having. It feels really slick and wet down there already. Maybe I should taste myself for you. And can you hear that? You can't do that with Chad in the chopper, trying to keep you from falling out of the sky, now can you? You can't even put your hand on his joystick, can you? And pump his cock a few times till he comes a sticky load all over those manicured hands of yours. I bet you'd fucking love that, wouldn't you? I know Chad would fucking love it, that's for sure. Standards and practices would shit a brick, though. Maybe you and I should team up at the station Christmas party and go to town on his dick. That would be fucking hot. Both our mouths kissing, sucking, and licking at his big shaft. Are you a sucking on balls or a tongue fucking a big swollen tip kind of gal, Jessica? Maybe we can find out. If they ever let you down from the sky. But hey, at least an earthbound mortal like me can rub my nipples or finger my tight, wet little pussy just like this. And you just have to listen. Yes. Wow, this feels really fucking naughty. I think I'm enjoying myself a little too much. Was that a cough, Jess? Oh my. Maybe you can hear. Oh well. I'm just sitting here with a couple of fingers inside my jeans, rubbing my pussy. So you know, if you want to find some more tailbacks to talk about while I sit here pleasuring myself silly... Oh, fuck, please do. I'm so turned on. I might get naked here in the studio. There's no one else here. And I'd get much better access to the aroused areas of my body. My clit. My nipples. I'm getting pretty wet down here, as you can hear. And if I didn't have these jeans on, I could just spread my legs and put my feet up on the console and... Oh, shit. Thanks, Jessica, for keeping all you drivers informed. Thanks should also go to Jessica's faithful pilot, Chad. He's a hell of a guy. And now, here's Andy with the sports roundup. All the way from tonight's big game at the Barclays Center. How's the atmosphere down there, Andy?
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team...
Andy, it looks like it's your turn. Let me just slip these jeans off while you talk up these drunken assholes with these giant foam hands. I hope you can hear me whisper in your ear, especially as you're stuck with the jocks across town and the crowd is kind of loud. Anyway, you probably didn't hear her when Jess was on, but I'm slipping my jeans off now. I'm sitting at my console, my long, tanned legs spread, feet far apart, and my pussy is soaking fucking wet. So I'm naked from the waist down. I'm circling my clit with two fingers, and I'm listening to your bullshit sports report. And despite that, it still feels better than any touchdown I've ever seen. And the cunt goes wild. Ah, yes. I'm totally in the mood for some dick. Why did I ever agree to this shift when there is almost no one else in the building? I know you're a little slut like me. Have you got a big swinging cock there that I can suck on? You know I would look after you the way you like. Teasing your tip with my tongue, tasting you, then taking you all in my mouth till the swollen, aching head of your cock hits the back of my throat. It would be just like this. Oh, you like that, don't you? Hard to concentrate on all this baseball, basketball stuff when I've got my hot mouth on you, isn't it? Well, don't you worry, Andy. I'll look after your balls, too, so you just try to stay on script. Sorry. I couldn't resist a little tease. Good thing I have this bottle handy. You are talking a lot faster now, I've noticed. You planning on coming off air and trying to bag a cheerleader tonight? You know, my body is just as lithe and supple as theirs are. Only, my tits are real, and I'll lick your asshole. And if you are a really good boy, I'll even let you fuck me in mine. With that big, hard cock of yours. Would you like to stretch my tight little holes till I'm gasping with pleasure? You almost choked when you said pole vault right there. Oh, shit. I'm so fucking close to coming. It feels so good just imagining you pounding away at my pussy. Wait, are you wrapping up? No, don't do that. Fuck, it feels so great. Wait, you're a bastard. Thanks, Andy. Enjoy the game. Let's go those roosters. And finally, let's see what tomorrow has in store for us. Here's Heather with the weather.
We are starting to see some showers pop up on the radar. Some of you may see some passing showers this morning.
Heather with the weather? Where do they come up with this shit? All right. Good thing your name isn't Lucy, or else you'd be doing the pussy news on the 10, right? Still, what none of us can see is your sexy tits practically spilling out of your top. I sure caught an eyeful at lunch. You didn't even have a bra on. If you stand near the fridge in the canteen too often, you'll get in trouble, is all I'm saying. But now, Heather, I'm thinking I should have had a mouthful of them too. Just sucking on your nipples while I finger myself. Hell, maybe I should finger you instead. Would you like my fingers inside you? Touching your spot? Tickling your clit as I lick those pebble-hard nipples? Sensitive and flushed with arousal? I may have forgotten to mention that I'm horny as hell and sitting naked in the studio finger-fucking myself. Mine tastes like a sweet peach. I really need to come. Fuck. I hope I'm not putting you off your game, by the way. While you try to make the flooding in Jones Park sound interesting, let me tell you about a very warm front that has been slowly spreading through my nipples, my thighs, and my aching, wet cunt for the last few minutes. First, I was talking to Jessica about sucking dick. And then, I was talking to Andy about sucking his dick. And now we're fucking, in my mind anyway. And it's really delicious. Do you like licking pussy, Heather? If you want, you can come down here and lick my pussy once you're finished talking about the rain. As the only other person left in the building, I wouldn't say no. Oh, God. Oh. You can hear me. There's no background noise this time. Clear your throat or cough if you want to come down here to my studio and put your tongue inside me. I'll let you pick which hole. Oh, fuck you, Heather. That was a cough. You're going to tip me over. No. No, that's too much. I can't stop. Oh, shit. Yes, I'm gonna come. I can't wait till you get here. Oh, God. Yes. Fuck. Shit. Shit, that felt good. Thanks, Heather. That's exactly what I needed. To hear. I mean, of course. As you know, listeners, it's my day off tomorrow, and sun is just what I need. That's all from the Hourly Roundup team tonight, folks. They'll see you again at midnight for an update. While I've got a date with some of Jessica's traffic, then a long hot bath and a cold beer. I couldn't leave you unsatisfied though, listeners, so I'm going to hit you with a random jingle. Then I'm going to seduce your ears with the latest track from an artist who has long been one of my favorites and is heading out on tour in the fall. You are listening to KCUM Rock Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Okay.